Friday, the 12th of September, Yud Beis Elul, Rabbi Yehoshua Meir Freshwater, Bonim Atem.
Just now, both he said there is Baruch Hashem, one of the only sadders that has so many mitzvahs, as Judas. So it's difficult to focus only on the one point of the seder, but try and find one inyan of the seder which is perhaps more than one. Shalemidim yunim klulim. The Gemara speaks about the drash smichim. We have two psikim, one next to the other. We can dash in the smiches between both psikim. Why the Torah does she put these two psikim together? The Gemara says in Mishnah Torah in Sefer Devarim, the killer alma with doyde smichim. The dashin, the Indian, why the Torah was masmich these two psikim or these two parshas together. You see, in this week's Seder, Rashi brings a drash of smichim. The parsha of Yifas Toya is written next to the psikim of Sinu. Kiel ishtainu shim. V'achas ahivu v'achas niu. Why? To teach us enoch anam the Torah is mati Yifas Toya. But mishanutu Yifas Toya soifo ilishnoi soiso. That's why Sumech parshes Hahivu v'hasniu shteinushem to parshes Yifas Toya. And then Kiel ish bain soide moide to teach us that if someone will have chasna with the Yifas Toya, the result will be ben soide moide. That's why the next parsh is Kiel ish ben soide moide. Agav, the Gemude says according to one man duma kapunim, there was never such a thing as Ben Soyde Moide. It's very difficult to be a Metzias of Ben Soyde Moide. And the Torah wrote that only Lee see there would be such a case of a Ben Soyde Moide. But Emerson, there was never such a case of a Ben Soyde Moide. That's when they got to the Smiches in this week's Seder. We look at the end of last week's Seder. Parsha of Egla Arifa. The Torah finishes off, Kisasa Hayusha Ba'ayin Hashem. You'll do the Yusha Ba'ayin Hashem. And then the next thing says, the start Kisasa Mechom Alevecho. So what's the connection between Kisasa Hayusha Ba'ayin Hashem with Kisasa Mechom Alevecho with the Parsha B'Yifas Toya? There's a well-known pusik, Parshat Ra'ay, Bunem Atam L'Hashem L'Kaich. If the Yibon Shleilam is Metaya, Klal Yisroel, gives you the description, Bunem Atam Yidin called children of HaKadosh Baruch. The Gemara discusses exactly when are they called Bunem Atam L'Hashem L'Kaich, if there's a time when they're called Avudim, when they're called Bunem, and there's a Lushan Chazal, when are Klal Yisroel called Bunem? If they are doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they're called Bunim. We don't know what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers that. So you ask, Im ke Bunim, Achmayini ke Rachamav Abunim. If you have the title Bunim, then we ask, Pushet Rachmunis ke Rachamav Abunim. Im ke Avudim, if we're called Avudim, Anayini lechus liyos, Achet chunayini, Vesoytik oyleshetayini. So what's the pshat? Chazal say, you know, called Bunim, Kishoysim, Tsoyno Shamukim. So, Be'emes Rasulim, Amazim, what's the main difference between Ben and Eved? Two people, both sitting by the Udon, and both doing what the Udon asked them to do, tells them to do, except one is the Ben and one is the Eved. The first asks for a glass of water, both people get up around the sun with the Eved. What's the difference between the service of the Ben and the service of the Eved? The push it a chilik. The Eved Le'olam, he's not looking to do he's not looking to fulfill the wishes of the Uda. It doesn't make a difference to him if the Uda's wishes are fulfilled or not. For example, if the Eved sitting, we're not talking about Taka Eved, who's by Emerson Eved Neymar. It's a normal Eved. He's sitting and he knows his Uda is thirsty, wants a drink of water. He's not going to get up and bring the drink until the Uda tells him, Eved, please can you bring me a drink? Then the Uda says, he has a command. He has to be mad at the command. If he won't be mad at the command, he'll have an einish. The main thing, he's looking to fulfill the command of the Uday, not the wishes of the Uday. Uhudaya, he can know 100%, he can be sure he's been ready by this Uday 50 years. He knows exactly every zutza in every time of the Uday, exactly when he wants it. If he's a pusher to Eved, no skashas to the Uday, he's not going to do what he knows Uda wants. He'll just do what the Uda tells him to do. In order, he shouldn't be over the tzivi of the Uda, because he knows if he's over the command of the Uda, he'll have an einish. In other words, when he gets the tzivi, he would rather wish there would be no tzivi, but he wouldn't have to do it. If there's a tzivi, he's got no choice. He has to be mekayem. Mash ein kind of ben, he doesn't want to be mekayem just the tzivi of the Uda. If the Uda, if his father told him to do something, he knows his father wants it, because his father told him to do it. So he knows his father wants it, and later, he does his father's command. Not because it's the father's command, because it's the father's wish. For example, we see the napkin that we said before. The son knows his father wants something. He knows the father never told him. The father didn't want to be matrich him. The father didn't have koyach to tell him. For any reason, the father never told him. But he knows the father wants it. He's even choishes the father wants it. He suspects the father would have anua from this thing to straight away run and do it. Why? Because he wants me to remala the zutzain of the father. Pushit, a ben is oyev l'oviv. Has the connection with the father. He loves the father. Therefore, he wants me to remala the zutzain of the oviv. Mash ain't kind of eved. He has no connection with this uda. He's just here by force. So he doesn't want to get punished. So any tzivi of the Uda he'll do, but he's wishing, he's hoping that today the Uda won't give him so many tzivi. Halavai, the Uda should be quiet today and sometimes do so many things. The Maile have an easy day. Mashayin kind of ben, he wants to do the roots and of it. The Maile, this is a pshat mechazal. I am a sayis throne and krom bunim lemukhay. Why are even called bunim lemukhay? Kishayisim litzay noisha mukhay. When they are misnaying themselves, they want to do the tzay noisha mukhay. The wishes of the Mukayim, not the Tzivim of the Mukayim. Even something that there's no Tzivim befaidish, but they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do it, they run to do it. Why? Because they're Bunim LeMukayim, that shows they're Bunim LeMukayim. And even when there is a commandment, they're not doing it just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it, they're doing it because the commandment shows that's the Rutsan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since they're Bunim LeMukayim, they want to be Memala the Rutsan. When they're called Avudim, we're given the title of Avudim, not Bunim. They don't want to do the root sign of the Mukam. They just want to do the Tzivim of the Mukam. They want to just be able to live by the letter of the law. Then they're called Avudim, because that's the Mehis, that's the Nahagis of the Eivim. There is a famous Gemur in Avod Zuda. The Gemur says, Le'usid Lovoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shir will come. Why will you remind me? So the Goyim will say, "Give us also mitzvah. Let's also. Why are you? Are you being mekar of kali? So give us also mitzvah, and we'll be mekar." So Kodesh Baruch Hu was excited. I have a mitzvah, kali, easy mitzvah, sikkur, mitzvah of sikkur. So Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him a mitzvah sikkur, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring a strong son. And they won't be able to survive. They won't be able to be so difficult to sit in the sikkah. They ran out of the sikkah, and they'll give a kick to the sikkah, and that will be mevazeh the mitzvah. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu will say, "See, you're not being kind of mitzvah, so you're not zoicha to have such a gedilah like Klal Yisrael." So Gemur asks a kasha: even a yid, we know the halachas of stai put him in a sikkah. He sits in the sikkah, and he has rains or such a heavy sunshine. He's put of the mitzvah. So why? What's the problem here with the goyim? But they're running out of the sikkah, and they're not being mekayem mitzvah of sikkah. Why is that an issue? Why does that bring out the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Emes Olam? Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael will do the same thing. Mitzvah, if someone is mitzvah in the sikkah, he's put him in a sikkah. The Gemara says Ein Lachanan. But the Goyim, when they go out, they gave a kick to the Sekir. The Yidden, if they would go out on the Sekir, because the Messiah puts on our Sekir, they won't go out and give the Sekir a kick and run after the Sekir. They would go out back with Sekir, they can't be Mekayim with the Sekir. So what's the matter with the Pshat, with this Yisod of Yisrael Nikim Bunim Lamukim? The Goyim, they said, give us a mitzvah. What do they mean, give us a mitzvah? Give us a commandment. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, here's mitzvah Sekir. Once the foot of the mitzvah, the Messiah put on the Sekir, so they gave the Sekir a kick. They have got no connection with the Sekir. They were wishing, by then they wanted to have a mitzvah to be able to mekayem the tzidi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to fit it with the law. Once the Messiah put on the Sekir, finish, they give a kick to the Sekir. They have no connection with the Sekir, no ahava to the Sekir. They're very happy to be put on the mitzvah. But they also go out of the Sikkim. Or they go out of the Sikkim in a completely different way. They would say, oh, we would so much want to sit in the Sikkim, we would want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, and unfortunately it's been taken away from us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu bought this heavy sunshine and they'll start being the fastest. Why did that happen? So that brings out the Emerson, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing the Mechilik by Yisroel HaAmim. Yisroel want to be Mekayim and Utsun HaBoyde. They want to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. They look at you Mekayim the Mitzvahs. Bunim Lamokayim. Mashayim Kayim Goyim. Anachshulim Kavudim. Once they put up the Sikkim, they give a kick to the Sikkim. They're not interested in Mekayim the Mitzvah of Emerson. They just don't want to be over the law of the city of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's written three times in the Torah the word Kitzayt, going out. And we know the Balat Tinim in every Seder he has a method of dish called Mesoidim. Anytime it says the same word in the Torah, many times he's Meshalev these words and he makes a dish. Every Seder many times Balat Tinim uses the method of Mesoidim. Mesoidim, how many times the word is written in the Torah? And the three times the word Kitzayt, going out, is written in the Torah. One time is in the Parshas Mishpatim. Le'saita ketzayt tzavutim. We're talking there about Omer Avriyu. She shouldn't go out like a Eved Kenani. Le'saita, because she should not go out ketzayt tzavutim. There's another pusik, ketzayt Moshe lo'oil, and Moshe Rabbeinu went out to the oil. And there's another pusik, and talks about Usad Novoi, Ketzayt HaShemesh Begvidusa, when the Shemesh come out in its full strength. So Kadesh HaSiyan, who's using this Gemuda, is Mephalesh and Metoida like this. Metoida is being Meramis, this simple of Mesech Tzavoy Dezuda, the Usad Novoi between Eden and the Goy. Ketzayt Moshe Lo'ayam, when Moshe is referring to Klal Yisrael, when the Klal Yisrael go out the Lo'ayam to the Sikkim, and then Ketzayt HaShemesh Begvidusa, which Baruch Hu would bring out the Shemesh in its full strength, then we'll see the difference between Klal Yisroel and the Goyim. The Goyim will go out, they'll show, they're only called Avudim. Klal Yisroel will go out, they'll show the Avudim. Ketzayt Moshe Le'oyel, Moshe Rabbeinu, when Yidin will go out to the Sikkim and Le'oyel. And then Ketzayt HaShemesh Begvidusa, which Baruch Hu will bring out the sun in its full strength, Le'isayt HaKetzayt HaAvudim. Yidin will not go out to the Sikkim like the Eved, like the Goyim will call the Avudim. Without they go out, they bunim after Hashem lekeich. So the Kain leDuvid is Mazve, as the smiches between Kitzayt HaYushev Ayin Hashem, Kitzayt LaMechuma Leveichu. The Kain leDuvid says the most appropriate place in the Torah where we could learn the Yisod of Oysim, the Torah Neshamukhaim, is in the parasha of Ben Tzayim, Yifas Torah. What's the Yisod of Yifas Torah? No one could have a Havamina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a Yid to go have chasna with the Goy Shifra Yifas Torah. So don't push it, the Lutzna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone will say, what's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everyone will be moide, in his right mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want a Yid, chasna shulem, to have chasna with Yifas Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abba Mevili will not let anyone lemalu, who's chasna with the Goy. Now, what's the pshat in Yifas Torah? Chazal Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that if a person will have a chayshik, he won't be able to aim a ben Yisrael. He will only have chasna with a goy shalevi. So, Meile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mitzvah Yisrael no beheter, it's better you should have chasna beheter, Mishu Yisrael no beheter, you should have chasna with Yisrael. In other words, it's innocent by the Eivet. I have no other choice. We don't want him to be over an Avaiva, to be over a Tzibi Makudish Baruch Hu. So we're matter to him. But this person can in no way think that he's even kind of Lutzen Makudish Baruch Hu. Of course, the Katchel HaKudish Baruch Hu would not want, and it's not Lutzen Afunov, that a person should be Hasna with a Goyshe Yifastaya. And we can be Mazda with another Nikida. The Kazamoinim say, what's the Pshat? In Leidimidat Toyd Eilik Kineged Yaitzahavim. The Pushim Shat, like we said before, Shmoch is said, Radash even says, the finest. Im Loi Mati, if it weren't me Mati Pastaya, it's the end of it. So they say that the Chazal, me more a deeper Kavun. We know mine can never be Mtoki. There could be two things, the same Hanua. Same Hanua. One is Mitter, one is Isser. If something is usa for a person, he has much more of a temptation to go and have this underwear. Why? Because it's mine beneath him. It's stolen water. Stolen waters are sweet, as Rabbi Pusik says. Something that is usa, a person has much more underwear, much more temptation to go take this underwear. Mashayin is something that's mitter. Mitter. Pass the salah, it's mitter. He doesn't have the same Chayshik, the same brand, right. The same hanua, the same drive to go meet Haris Hanua. Memaila. A person, Kodesh Baruch Hu knew, Choshak Tabor, the person, the Muhammad, might have Chayshik to be, have Chastel de Tifastaya. If we would ask it, mind can even in talking. He would run and do it. The temptation would be much stronger, be much more difficult for him to be able to control himself. Therefore, if it would be Usa, the Yaitz would be much stronger and would force him to be over the Avaida. But once we are massive, we are hoping the person will be able to be Kodesh the Yaitz Tahada, the Chayshik, because there's a less Yaitz Tahada. Why? Because it's Mitzah, not Usa. That's the Pshat in Rashi. The Dib, the Toilegi, Keneged Yaitz Tahada. The Toilegi was Matzah, Yifas Toya. Keneged Yaitz Tahada. Why? Because if he would ask it, there would be such a strong Yaitz Tahada, he would have chasna be'itza. Now we're matit, not we hope he would go have chasna. We hope he won't have chasna. We hope he'll be able to kodesh the Yaitz Tahada. And that's mivn the hemshach of Rashi. But the im noisa, if he taka had chasna, he ben toira moida. Because the emerson toira was matit in the hope that he would not have chasna. He would be able to kodesh the Yaitz Tahada because it's lesser Yaitz Tahada. Because now that it's mitter, the Yaitz Tahada is not pushing him, is not giving him such a chayshik to be over the Avaida. So now, the mivn, what we said before about the limit of Rutzen Hashem from Parshu Yifas Toya. Why? Because the endless the person goes to Muhammad. And he knows now, Mitzvah Yifas Toya. If he knows what's the Kavun of Yifas Toya, why would Toya Mat Yifas Toya? In order the Rutzen Hashem is, why would Mat Yifas Toya? In order he shouldn't have chasted the Yifas Toya. Goes to Samuel Muhammad. He looks in the parasha, he sees the Yifastaya is mitzvah. Oh, Yifastaya is mitzvah. So he goes and chasna the Yifastaya. Why was the Torah mat the Yifastaya? Not that you should run and chasna the Yifastaya. The Torah was mat the Yifastaya in order to be left for Yaitz Hara, and you should be able to be kodesh Yaitz Hara. So you would just say, no, the Torah is mat the Yifastaya. It's mitzvah also. Mitzvah, to have chasna the Yifastaya. But the pshat, that will be a person who's not looking what the roots of Hashem. He just looked at what says in the Torah. What? When again, oh, initially, Chasni Yifastoya, no, the Torah was Matzah. But what was the emerson of the Rutzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the head of Yifastoya? The reason for the head was Makeh, that you should not be over the Avaida, to make the Yaitz Tahada much less. So if a person looks at what kind of the Rutzen Avaida, of course he won't have Chasni Yifastoya. If a person is not looking to be the kind of the Rutzen Avaida, what's the kind of Tiri Avaida? The Torah was Matzah Yifastoya, he had Chasni. Don't be the Ben Soidem. What's the stuff of the Pusha? Kisasa Hayusha Ba'ain Hashem. What means Kisasa Hayusha Ba'ain Hashem? Ba'ain Hashem means, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want? What's the Rutzen HaKodesh Baruch Hu? You should look Kisasa Hayusha Ba'ain Hashem. What's the Yashus stick in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Not Tzibi HaKodesh Baruch Hu. More than Tzibi. Look behind the Tzibi. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want when he's the Tzav of the Mitzvah? Kisasa Ayusha Ba'ayna Hashem. How do you know that's the real way we should go about it? Maybe only Tzibi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the next parasha. Kisaita Lemuchom Aleveichu. I have to be fast to ya. What's the emerson the Rutzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Rutzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the person who should never have to be fast to ya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was massive. Why? Rediba Torah connected Yai Tzahana. But no one could say that Tzadus Nakadosh Baruch Hu. And what happens to somebody that chas Nifas Toya? Ben Tzoyah Moida. Why Ben Tzoyah Moida? He was Mekan in Tzidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Tzidah he was Mekan. He wasn't Mekan. But Tzadus Nakadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he has the Ben Tzoyah Moida. But my death is Nichas. It's Asa Yusha Ba'ayin Hashem. A person should look to be Mekan Ma'yusha Ba'ayin Hashem. Tzadus Nakadosh Baruch Hu. Not only the Tzidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Raya? From the next parashah, Yisrael from Chavech Mifas Toyah. Yifas Toyah, we see the Ikki is to look of a Tzadus Nakadosh Baruch Hu and not Tzidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a limit, clearly, the days of Ben Ayudom, the Yatzod, like to margil, ask to look what's the, fit him in the letter of the law. Mekayim is telling him, look what the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Tzavah, that's what Mekayim, to Yoyt the Mitzvah. The Emerson, to look, behind every mitzvah, what's the root of Kodesh Baruch Hu? What really be Emerson does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want by being mitzvah this mitzvah? How does he really want this mitzvah to look like? What's the toil yoyt of Kodesh Baruch Hu really want from this mitzvah? And that's how I have to look to be Mekayim. Root, Kisar to Hayusha Ba'ayin Hashem. The Mushal, Mitzvah Shabbos, everyone knows, if you look in all the Svudim and even the Psikim, Klum Avoya, Shabbos is a man of being mechazik the aminah, kishayshem us Hashem et Hashemayim v'seudet. Person should dress on melucha, say, amam, and even if I don't work, and I'm missing a day's work, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on in mefanis. Shabbos is mekor habrucho, it's in the chizik in aminah. It's a man of panim and melucha. A person the whole week is so busy in melucha, she should have more time le dvaikish makodesh baruch hu. A person gets look in the Torah and say, what does Kodesh Baruch Hu say Shabbos? Shvius in melucha. Did I do a melucha on Shabbos? Is a yoyt in the mitzvah? Fine. The Emerson, kisar sayusha ba'ayin Hashem. Really, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the day this mitzvah of Shabbos, as it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant something much, much more. He really wants a person should know the Nisham. He decided to puni more cool with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lenger davenin, more zman, letoide, the mishbucha. So, this is a limit clueless how we should be Mekayim, Avodas Hashem, by looking at every mitzvah, Kisar Sahayusha Ba'ayna Hashem, what's the root of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the keem of this mitzvah, Kedar Shabulim Atar Hashem Nekech. And I'd like to say the word of the Ksav Sofer, at the end of the Parsha Ben Soyde and Moide, which is, we said, the Amistad is no such part, the Chazal say it never happened, the Pusik finishes, Chol Yisrael Yishmi V'Yidui. We should see what happens to Ben Soyde and Moide. Chol Yisrael Yishmi V'Yidui. But Emerson passes up Shabbat. He's a chol yisro yishmi v'yidu. We should see what happens to Ben Tzoyim v'yidu. Maybe they should have a pachat. So Abba Tzoyim says Shabbat. This is a chol yisro yishmi v'yidu. Means something else. Means everyone will see the Ben Tzoyim v'yidu what happened. So they wonder, how does it happen to Ben Tzoyim v'yidu? How did it happen that a young boy came to Ben Tzoyim v'yidu? So we just said the reason is why. Because the father comes to the Yifas Tzoyim. So Chol Yisrael Yishmi Yirui doesn't mean Chol Yisrael Yishmi Yirui Ben Tzoyim Moida. Chol Yisrael Yishmi Dol here happened to Ben Tzoyim Moida, and they realize that's what happens when you have Chas Nifas Toya. My Levi Yirui the Chap of Pachav. What happens when you have Chas Nifas Toya? Not from the Ben Tzoyim Moida. Ben Tzoyim Moida is Kematish too. The Chol Yisrael Yishmi Yirui. Ben is it's fine, but not another kind. What's the Chol Yisrael Yishmi Yirui? Ben Tzoyim Moida we know can only be in a certain age. You can't say Chol Yisrael Yishmi Yirui. Why is all of Chol Yisrael Chapa Pachad for the Ben Tzoyim Moida, which can only be at a certain age, as a young boy, tells his Chol Yisrael Yishmi Yirui the Chapa Pachad, because they see what brought the Ben Tzoyim Moida from the Chasm in the last prayer. So we'll see, it's not so pushy to have the Chasm in the last prayer. It's not so pushy just trying to be fitting with the letter of the law. The Chapa Pachad, because they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to look beyond the letter of the law. To look Hayita V'ayin Hashem. Kisar Sa Yusha V'ayin Hashem. My death of Chol Yisrael Yishma V'Yirui. I'll finish off with another pshat on the smiches between the last week's Tzedra, Egle Arifa and Kisayit Ramachom Alevichu. If we look at Emerson, we'll see an interesting thing. The parsha of Egle Arifa is like a sandwich. We have in parsha Shoiftim, The parasha, Klal Yisrael going to Mechuma, going for a war. How they should go for a war? They should try and make Shulaim. If they don't make Shulaim, then they can have Mechuma 3 days, they make a siege. Then he says, Parasha Egel Arifa. You find someone, a dead body, one Islam, we need a kapuda. The nearest town, there's a ceremony. Egla Arifu, that is Mespala Kodesh Baruch, Kapel Am Chesul Hashem Pudisu. After Vaya Dam Anoki, Kisasa Yishubay Hashem. Then the next week, Pashu Kisai Tala Mechuma. So you have a Mechuma in the beginning, the start of these Pashis, and Mechuma at the end, and the middle Egla Arifu. So, the Saifa Mayuna Shal Toide. Mayuna Shal Toide is a Saifa that was originally given out in Yiddish. Pashas on the Saifa, it's called Toide Kval. And then afterwards, I think after the war was translated in Lushan Kodesh, a very well known Saifa Mayuna Shal Toide. The Baal Machal of Mayuna Shal Toide's name was Alexander Zisha Friedman. Was one of the great Talmidei Chachamei Maskunim in Varsha. And in the Second World War, at the beginning of the Second World War, at one time the Germans took him, rounded him up with other Hashiva Waidu, and they went against the cause they were going to be killed. Now, the Yidden made the Shtadlis, and they were Matil, and become the Zishat Ridman from the Nazis. So, it was almost killed, and he was missed. Later, he was killed in the end. Shemim Kodumai. Later on, when all the Yidden were killed, he was also killed with him. But at the beginning of the war, he was Nitzel. So he made a Siddur Sadaya to write it for the next. So by the Siddur Sadaya, he gave a drusha. So he asked a question, or he asked before, why the parsha of Egel Arifa is between these two Muhammad. So he said, could be pshat is. What do we see from Egel Arifa? One, we found the body, we don't know who killed it. So we have such a double chumrah. The Yiddish Nefesh was killed, and we don't know who it was. We have to make a ceremony, say, wasn't us, we never killed it. The terrible calamity that happened, we had no yad, he wasn't a guest in our town, and we didn't send him without Levoyu. That means that when Machshev, every nefesh who's nifter from Klal Yisrael, we view it as a terrible tragedy, and therefore we need to make this whole procedure of Egel Arifa. The Deidach is, if Shulim Kitekinam, everything's going fine, and Chatzah Shulim, a tragedy happens, the person gets killed, Abraham realizes in that frame of mind, it's a terrible tragedy. If, however, there's a Mechuma going on, Gaifa, Wulnitzlam, hundreds and thousands of people are dying, even not hundreds, but many people are dying, and everyone is in the danger of dying. Therefore, the life of the people is in their minds comes very cheap. And if one more person dies, so another number on these thousands of people who die, it doesn't make the person, doesn't view it as a tragedy. 1,000 people died, and then one more person died. And if someone says one person was saved, it doesn't make such a ratio, one person was saved. Now the thousands of people who are in danger, one person was saved, 1,000 people were killed, my killer high. So the prayer put the parasha of Egel Arifa between the two Mechumas to say, even if there's a man, when you're in the middle of a Mechuma, you're sandwiched in a Mechuma, Mechuma here, Mechuma there, and one person dies, I feel you have to make a whole ceremony, that the Nefesh Yisrael is so yukar, even in a time when the emes in a person's mind, the value of the life of a person goes down, I feel you it's not like that. But I'm not going to speak, every Nefesh Yisrael is so chusha and so chumra that it makes a world of a difference between so many thousands and one more. Therefore, the parasha of Egel Arifa, which is Machshir, which shows the tragedy of one Nefesh that was killed, is positioned between the Mechuma, even when thousands of people are in the danger of dying in the Mechuma. Afele Hucha, one Nefesh Yisrael is so chusha, and if he also is Nifta, it's a terrible tragedy. We have to be mourned, we have to make a whole procedure of Egel Arifa. So, my love, some of these people said, Lemyuna. And the middle of a Mechuma, and so many people are being killed, and everyone is in such a danger, and the life in our minds, the value has come so much less. If I was saved, one yid was saved. If we yid were saved, we have to make a seed of Sardaria. Because one yid was saved makes all the difference. And that's the limit that you said by the seed of Sardaria, and that's why I'm making a seed of Sardaria. Because for everybody himself, how can you make a seed of Sardaria when so many people are being killed and I was being saved and making a seed of Sardaria? Tell it to yes. One man which is soul is so khushit, even in such as a man, if I was saved, it's a reason to make a seed of Sardaria.